It's such a joy to connect with you on Trinity Sunday. Thank you, Cara, for asking me to do this homily. The Trinity Sunday is the only Sunday when a doctrine is celebrated. In this text, the risen Christ appears to his disciples on a mountain where Jesus told them to come in Galilee and announces to them about his departure. And he talks also about the authority given to him. Jesus addresses for the last time directly to the disciples. It is like a farewell speech or the training module to the disciples. But here Jesus touches a very sensitive issue. Jesus tells them he is going to meet the Father. In order to continue the mission that he has begun, he urged the disciples to give up selfish nature and become like Jesus, to have a heart for people, and again proving to them that he is a God of all people, culture, and context. Often the disciples said, "Jesus is mine. I am the disciple, and others are not. I am Mr. Christian or Miss Christian, and others are not." Jesus signaled to them to be like him, to walk the talk, and to offer a new kingdom. Permit me to share with you three things expressed in this passage. 1. Authority of the Father. 2. Anointment of the Son. And 3. Assurance of the Holy Spirit. It is the Trinitarian God, the God of Trinity, and a Godhead family. Let me explain. Authority of the Father. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And because of that, the Bible records, Jesus came to them. He makes the first move towards them. He came closer, for he was also emotional that he has to leave them, a choice deliberately made on him. Affirming that it is Jesus that is the disciples, Jesus demonstrates to them that it's not about who is right, but what is right. To be like Jesus was to reach out to the people, to create a new community, the kingdom. Don't put aside, they are bad, they are Gentiles, non-Jews, but to be like him and to reach out to them. Here Jesus said, all authority is given in heaven and earth to him. Here Jesus clearly introduces the Father, member of Trinity, who gave him the authority on heaven and earth. Jesus reminded the disciples, why was he given this authority? He was given the authority to win, redeem, transform, and liberate people to a new kingdom or a new community based on love, peace, joy, equality, and rights. This kingdom is not gained by battle or fights, but it is against selfishness, hatred, anger, and discrimination, and also human-made divisions. Jesus reflects on the Nazareth Manifesto. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus reminded the disciples, the authority is not to rule or exercise power, but to minister, serve, as a servant king or a servant God. Jesus makes this the disciples to reflect. Their mission begins in Galilee, where they have gathered. Why Galilee? Of all the places, Galilee is a notorious place, a place where poor majority of them lived. It is a fisher people community. It's a place where murderers, killers, and material business people lived. It was also a place of prostitution, a place of fights, and a stark discrimination between the poor and the rich. Then Jesus ironically focused that this is the place for them to start the mission, the Galilee. Number two, anointment of the Son. Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Oh no, why go? Why not wait here for them to come? Mark 10, 28 reminds us, I've come to serve and not to be served. Go to the people where they are. But why nations? Let's be here. It's a very comfortable zone, thought the disciples. Jesus makes them realize to come out of their comfort zone, to begin a mission with the people. This is about conversion. But for many, the Jesus claim is to break away a regular mindset. Like Martin Buber would say, I and thou attitude, you and me, separationist attitude. Conversion has another perspective, leading to deeper self-understanding of one's own faith, and recognize God as the God of the history, cultures, and of all people and community. Dr. Russell Chandran, one of the renowned theologians, in his booklet on religious invitation, says that Christians should engage in conversion. He said, the conversion is not only about converting, changing the mindset of people of other faith into Christian faith, but also converting the Christians as human beings. When Jesus spoke about discipling the nation, I doubt if he ever spoke about Christendom, the increase of number. But he spoke about a movement that will journey with God for the mission of creating a new community, the kingdom of love, peace, and equality. Discipling is to invite those who are outside the tent, broken, hurt, victimized, discriminated, into the experience of the tent, fellowship with acceptance, narrated as extension of the kingdom of God or the reign. The church of the neighborhood. In every community, the church lives in its heart. And the community agenda dominates the church priorities. An interlinked lifestyle. And that's where we break the bread with the neighbors. The Great Commission affirms Trinity. Go and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But what does that mean? In this view, we recognize that we are not discipling for God, but God is moving forward in a world that he deeply loves, and that's why he sent his Son. This is also a missional invitation of God that we participate in God's extension of this love that he brought, and to be witnesses to the very character of God. This is a lifestyle mission. This is the new anointment God bestows on the church soon after the Pentecost. Jesus, to a great extent, is not talking about members or Christendom, but Jesus wanted the disciples to extend the discipleship and human community of love, respect, and an inclusive community which is the kingdom of peace, love, joy, and equality. This is the new anointment. And finally, assurance of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I am with you always to the very end of the ages. Jesus affirms the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with the disciples for the task of inviting a community of inclusive believing movement. Karl Barth expresses his theology, and it is in a way radical, placing the mission under the umbrella of the Trinitarian theology. This brings to focus what God is expecting at world to happen. This is referred as Missio Dei. But sending disciples with assurance of Holy Spirit, Jesus sets a participatory process for disciples to engage with the world, with all countries and communities and cultures, for the purpose enabling a new community and a new ecclesia is focused. Dr. Thomas Thangaraj calls it a missio habitat, a point where God and people meet. We see a new search for unity as inseparable from compassion, hospitality in post-corona global context. With engagement with the people in need, exchanging compassion, hospitality becomes a new way of reaching unity amidst broken community. The church finds a new mission with those left behind and those communities of social seclusion due to their vulnerability. Rooting the mission or the discipleship is God's Trinitarian nature, began in the early church. When storm blows, when we are alone, we are blown away. But when we stand in solidarity with one another, as a community, we are stronger to face the storm. Jesus told this to the disciples, go and build a community of solidarity. By making disciples, that you will be strong to influence others and infect people with love, care, and compassion with a disciple lifestyle. The Great Commission is to build a community which lives in solidarity with one another, bearing witness to the resurrected Christ. The authority of the Father, an ecclesia called into a vision. The anointment of the Son, a baptism of a community. The assurance of the Holy Spirit, a lifestyle faith and a lifestyle church. Amen.